Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. My guest today is Penny Atwood from Magnuson Community Center. Penny, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm very excited about this conversation with you because the Magnuson Community Center recently underwent some renovations, so I'm really interested in learning all about what was done. But before we get into that, if you could let our listeners know what your role is at Magnuson Community Center and how you got started there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the assistant coordinator at Magnuson Community Center. I have been there, it'll be a year and a half, actually.
Okay.
But I've been with Seattle Parks since 1997.
Oh, wow.
So right. I've been a rec attendant and a rec leader and now assistant coordinator. And basically, I am the programmer. So I am the one who sets up all the programs that we offer for the community.
Perfect. What other community centers or parks have you been involved with?
All over the place.
Okay.
Ballard, Loyal Heights, Bitter Lake, Ravenna Eckstein. Those are my main ones I've been at. I went to Alki for a little bit, but I've been here at Magnuson for a year and a half.
Gotcha. All right. Well, previous employment for me was with the King County Safe Place program, and we worked with all of those community centers, so very familiar with those.
It's an awesome program.
Well, thank you. Yes. Yes, it is. I'd have to agree. Now, the Magnuson Community Center, what can you tell us about what the community center does and maybe some of its history?
Yeah, so the center first opened in 2004 as a community center, and it looks vastly different now from what it was. Because of how it used to be, we literally were a lobby, a room, and a gym, and bathrooms. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to be creative on how we did our programs, and we'd use Building 30 down here or the Brig, or Building 406, as other people know it. So we had to be very creative with how we were programming before. Whereas now we had this huge renovation during COVID, and we now have a whole new bathroom, 5 new classrooms to program out of, and a whole new kitchen. So we have all this new space to offer exciting programs for free to cost for anyone, not just this community, but anyone who wants to come down.
And so with those renovations, you said they took place during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What was kind of the timeline for when those started and when they were completed?
They started, well, kind of started right as the pandemic hit. We were getting ready to close. And then we reopened just a year ago in April.
Okay.
And that they took almost that entire time to do the project.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. But coming up on the year anniversary.
Yeah.
So you've added some of these facilities to the community center. So kind of all together, what sort of facilities are we looking at now with the community center?
We have a dedicated teen room.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dedicated music room. And then we have 4 spaces that can be used for whatever. One of the spaces is one very large room, and you can divide it down into 3 rooms. Another room is just, we call it the multimedia room. The only windows in that room are on the door. So it's kind of confined, but it's an amazing space. And these are open for classes. You can rent the rooms. You can say your little Girl Scout troop needs a meeting space. We might be able to help you out there.
All right. So kind of a wide variety of programming can now go into
Absolutely.
The Magnuson Community Center, and you have dedicated rooms for specific programs.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this is a huge benefit for the community center and for the community.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the benefits you've seen or heard about the feedback you're getting from the community regarding the renovations?
First of all, just that how beautiful and bright it is now. It used to be a very dark and dank. You can have all the lights on and it didn't feel like all the lights were on. And now you walk in and it's inviting and beautiful and very vibrant. And that's without any decoration.
Mm-hmm.
Once we add in decorations, it's a lot more vibrant. But we also, we've heard a lot of, it's such a great place for the teenagers. We've built up a really good rapport with the kids, and now we're starting to hire them in to our program to, like, score in time for basketball, get their foot in the door to lead towards other jobs, which could be recommending them to other centers or mentoring them because maybe they want to be a business person and trying to help figure out mentoring. So a big focus right now is teens, but we're moving towards a focus on absolutely everyone.
All right. And with teens, is that 13 to 19, or what are the age ranges for the teen group?
Sixth graders till high school, like through 12th grade.
Gotcha. All right. And for teens who are looking for kind of that teen group or possibly that entry-level position with the community center, how do they find out more about that?
They can stop in, talk to Jordy. He's our teen leader. Or they can ask us about Rock the Park. That anybody who's been on the campus knows about Rock the Park. And we have now made that a year-round program. So our teen program just in general is Rock the Park. And you can come in and you can ask about it. And it's a fun opportunity for the kids to, you know, come in and just be kids again. And one exciting thing that we're actually doing right now is we've partnered up with Meadowbrook Pool. And they're not only teaching our kids how to swim, they're teaching them how to be lifeguards. And some of the kids are going to be old enough to start lifeguarding at beaches, at wading pools, or at our community centers. And we didn't know how that response would be. And we took 9 kids down there for the program, and they had so much fun. And that was just the first day. And they came back, oh, this is the best thing ever. And the parents are coming to us later saying, what did you do to my kid? This is amazing. They're so excited and pumped up about swimming and being a lifeguard.
Well, that is so great to hear that the renovations are having those sorts of benefits for the community, and you're getting that really just ecstatic feedback. That's so great. Now, with the programs in general, you've kind of mentioned being able to offer them free or at cost for the community. What are some of the free programs that the community center offers? And are there scholarships for some of those other programs that, you know, community members might be interested in, but because of financial burdens, they might not be able to afford?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Rock the Park is 100% free. We work off of grants and donations. All of our drop-in programs are free, from basketball, pickleball, badminton. We even partner with adult sports and do roller derby, and they'll teach you how to skate. You know, our tot gym, those are all free. Any of those drop-in programs. And then for cost, the classes, it just depends on the class, on how much it'll cost. But we do have scholarships, and you can get anywhere from 50 to 90% off of a class. And then also, depending on the class, we can offer you a flexible payment plan. So, like, our piano lessons is our most expensive, and we can break it down to monthly payments instead of having to pay the entire series of 3 months of classes at one time. And then if you factor in the scholarships, you're getting, usually you can get your piano lessons for the whole series for the cost of one lesson.
All right. That is great. That is a great offering for the community.
Yeah.
Now, for folks who are looking to take advantage of that or might be in need of a scholarship, where do they go to find out more information, or how do they apply for those scholarships?
The best way is to go online. It's the fastest. If you go to seattle.gov/parks and then search scholarships, you can pick any language and they will bring up your forms for you. If you do it online, it's a lot quicker. But you can also stop into any community center. Magnuson, we currently have the directions and the scholarship form in every language printed and ready to go. And you can fit up to, I believe it's 7 family members on one form. And they're good scholarships, I will add, are also good for every community center, every pool.
Okay.
So it's not you're not limited to just Magnuson. If you want to take something at another center, that scholarship goes with you.
Perfect. That is very good information to have. So check out seattle.gov/parks and search for scholarships if you want more information about those. Now, with your wide variety of programming, I'm sure there are some very popular programs with the community center. What are some of the most popular programs at Magnuson Community Center?
Piano.
Okay.
Piano is very, very popular. We're still building up our class offerings from when we closed to now reopening. So it's been a slow buildup. So piano has always been popular. Rock the Park is very popular for the teenagers. But then during the summer, we have weekly specialty camps. Every single one of them is popular. And we offer anything from sports to STEM programs, outdoor, indoor, no screens. Well, I take that back. We have one screen.
Okay.
We have a new contractor we're working with, and they make movies with the kids.
Oh, fun.
The kids make, like, plan out and make their own movie.
Okay. All right. And then going from popular to maybe some of the lesser known programs that you'd like to highlight, what are some of those?
Karate or martial arts. It's been a very small class, so we're working on getting that higher. And then our new class, we have toddler art classes. And the one we're really excited about is caregiver and me. So that can be nanny, babysitter, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad. It doesn't matter. As long as it's an adult associated with the child, we want to do art with you and make it multi-generational as much as possible. And that's one of our brand new classes, too.
Nice. All right. One of the programs that I have seen on the website that I am interested in learning more about is the Youth Nature Program. What can you tell us about that program?
We don't currently have it.
Okay.
We've discussed bringing it back, but we partner with Discovery Park.
Okay.
And we work with them to get naturalists down here, and the naturalists help put together backpacks with information you need to go scavenger hunting around Magnuson Park to find what we have locally right here.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, even
if
it's not necessarily the nature program, still get them out in the park and doing that scavenger hunt.
They do also, Discovery Park has programs that they offer at specific parks for specific things. So there's frogs, there's owls, bird watching, and they'll offer it at very specific parks.
Okay. So to learn more about that program, where would somebody find more information about where those are offered?
Just seattle.gov/parks.
All right. That's the one-stop shop. All right. seattle.gov/parks. Now, for all of this programming that Magnuson Park Community Center offers, where do folks go to register? Is that seattle.gov/parks?
It is.
Okay.
There's actually more ways you can register. The website is a great way.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a little button that says register for programs, and you just click on that and you can register for everything. You can come in person. We'll help you out in person. You can call us over the phone. Any way that works for you works for us. If you want to be in our lobby and doing it on your phone, on our Wi-Fi, please come on in and we'll help you figure that out if you need to. You can call any other community center or pool to also register for our programs. So if you're calling and we're not open, you can call one of the other sites and they'll happily get you into the programs at any community center.
All right. That's good to know as well. Now, one of the other facilities at the community center is the auditorium. How is the auditorium used, and was there any renovations done to that during the updates that were done to the facility?
No, that's rented out by Broadway Bound, but we do partner with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually ran an amazing haunted house with them. They brought us almost every single costume we could think of. They had it and brought it in. Check for that in October. It's scary and very cool, but Broadway Bound rents it, and we do partner with them to do, we're going to do a movie night. We're talking about karaoke nights, just kind of more special events.
Mm-hmm.
But we do share, we have a set of bathrooms that we share with them, and they are slowly renovating that. They're just taking it out by chunks because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. So they started with, the heating, for example, and then they moved to the seats. And so they're slowly doing it as they're also running programs. And it's been a delight to listen to and watch.
Gotcha. All right. Well, going into some of those partnerships or collaborations that you have within the park, are there other organizations within Magnuson Park that you are collaborating or partnering with?
Yeah. Tennis Center. They not only have donated to our Rock the Park program, they have been committed to doing weekly classes to teach them tennis or pickleball or badminton, any racket sport. Mm-hmm. And the kids love it. Mountaineers does field trips with us during the summer. They do the kayaking with Sail Sandpoint. They and it's all for free. We don't have to pay for any of that. The pub on campus, they have a brew. And a dollar from every sale of that comes to our community center for the Rock the Park program. I want to say it's actually called Rock the Park. I think that's the name of the brew, too. But that's just some of the things we partner with. We also work closely with Mercy Housing on campus. We partner with them, and that's a great partnership because if we're having a problem with one of our kids, they live on campus. Mm-hmm. I'd say 100% of our kids right now live on campus. So we're able to, if we can't get a hold of the parents, the housing helps us. Mm-hmm. They'll go knock on doors and be like, hey, little Susie's having a problem. Can you come talk to the center? And so it's been a really good partnership. And the kids know that we have that partnership. So they use it to their advantage, too. And if something's going on, they'll tell somebody at, say, Mercy. And Mercy will let us know, like, hey, there's a little something. Just be warned. Jimmy might be in a worse mood than normal. And it's a great thing. But outside of here, we also partner with the schools. Mm-hmm. Any of the schools nearby, we partner with them, too.
Got it. All right. So you have, as we mentioned, a lot of organizations within the park, and you're partnering or at least collaborating with a number of them, which sounds like a huge benefit for the community center and for the community mm-hmm. as a whole. What other benefits do you see from there being Magnuson Community Center right here in the park?
We are actively in a hiring freeze at the moment, but we are hiring people that live on campus to come work at the community center. We're looking for, what I'm hiring for is not on a hiring freeze. I'm looking for teachers for camps and for any classes. But we have two residents on campus that are working for us part-time as well mm-hmm. and working with the city, and we hire them in. And so that's another great service. We're bringing people in and not doing a traditional interview because that might scare them. Mm-hmm. So we have more conversations with people and kind of weave those interview questions in. And it's really been great because now we're getting people like, oh, somebody who speaks my language, mm-hmm. somebody who looks like me. And it's bringing more people in, and more people are saying, I didn't know you guys were reopened, or I didn't even know you guys were here.
Well, yeah, that lower barrier entry to employment is huge mm-hmm. And a really fantastic service, it sounds like, that Magnuson Community Center is offering for the community here mm-hmm. in Magnuson Park. We've talked about seattle.gov/parks. Are there other ways that folks can learn more about Magnuson Community Center? Is there a newsletter, a Facebook page? What can folks do to find out more information?
Facebook right now is the best one. It's not just us being posting on the Facebook. It is the city in general also posting in there. But we'll post updates. We'll post anything going on in the center that maybe didn't get in our program brochure. But Facebook really is the best way to find us right now.
And what is the account or handle for the Facebook page?
Magnuson CC.
Magnuson
CC. Or Magnuson Community Center.
Okay. So one of the ways that you had talked about kind of folks contributing to the community center is going to Magnuson Cafe and Brewery and mm-hmm. purchasing one of those drinks that benefits the community center directly. What other ways can folks contribute to the community center? Are there volunteer opportunities, monetary donations, material donations? What does all of that look like?
Definitely volunteer. We're always looking for volunteer coaches for any of our sports. We offer track, volleyball, flag football, and basketball. So we're always looking for coaches. You can donate your time. You can donate money. You can donate physical things like shampoo, simple things. And then what we do is we put that available to anyone on campus who might need it. Recently, we had a donation, and the things that went the fastest, laundry detergent, soap, dryer sheets, like those basic necessities. So we're always looking for stuff like that. And you can just drop them by. Food donations are always nice too. Just whatever somebody wants to donate, we're willing to take.
Okay, very good. And so what would the hours typically of the community center be if somebody was looking to drop some of those supplies off?
We're open every evening. So that's the best time. That's when most of us are going to be around. So I'd say anytime after 2 p.m., it's the best time until about 8 p.m. Okay. And that's Monday through Friday. Saturday's 10 to 5.
And then going back to the volunteer opportunities, talked about the coaching, getting folks involved in some of those programs and activities. What would kind of the time commitment or the responsibilities of a volunteer in those roles look like?
Before I answer that part, we have other ways to volunteer too. We have our advisory council, which we are trying to form right now. And the advisory council is more to just kind of help us with coming up with new special events, doing things within the community, helping with those things, getting more just involved in the community. We also have special events in general, Easter egg hunt. We have two nights. We have an evening one for the teenagers. We have a glow hunt, and it's amazing.
Oh, fun.
And then we have a daytime one for the kids. And so we're always looking for volunteers like that. Those kinds of things are just a few hours. 2 to 3 tops. For any of the sports, it's a 3-day commitment. A couple hours each time, but you're looking at 2 days of practice, an hour each, and then game days. And game days can be any day, literally any day. So sports is definitely more of a commitment. Basketball being the biggest one because we start practices in December and it runs through middle of March. So that's our biggest like time frame. And all these sports are for ages 5 to 17.
Okay. So a wide variety of volunteer opportunities for folks. And if they are looking for the advisory committee or coaching or one of these events to volunteer for, what is the best way to express their interest to Magnuson Community Center?
Coming in and talking with either myself, Penny, or Kim, who's our coordinator. Emailing, calling, coming in person, that is the best way. We actually love it when people stop in and say, I want to volunteer, what do you got? We love that face-to-face interaction with volunteers.
Gotcha. And that's a great opportunity to check out all of the new renovations, all of those upgrades.
Gladly take you on a tour. And I always end with my favorite feature, which is our music room. It is soundproofed. And we had like 5 people yelling at the top of their lungs. The front desk couldn't hear us. It is my favorite room. It's just, it's happy. It's pretty. It's just beautiful space.
All right. Well, it sounds like those renovations have done a wonder for the community center, really benefiting the community. As we're wrapping up here, are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding Magnuson Community Center and the work you do?
Yeah, just, you know, come in. Come enjoy our space. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to take any classes. We welcome everyone to just come in. We'll take you on a tour. We will talk with you, whatever. Just come in, see our happy, smiley faces. We'll greet you. And if your dog is a service dog or not, and you're just stopping in, bring your dog too, because we're dog people around here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. One final question for you. If Magnuson Community Center had a theme song, what do you think it would be?
Celebrate.
All right.
Pull in the gang. Celebrate.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Penny, for taking the time to talk with me about Magnuson Community Center. Really looking forward to checking out some of those renovations and all of the programs you offer. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing everyone soon.
Celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on. celebrate. There's a party going on right here, a dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Penny Atwood from the Magnuson Community Center. To learn more about the Community Center and its wide variety of programs, search for Magnuson Park on seattle.gov. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park. The Magnuson Park Gallery will be hosting an artist reception for Understanding Oil, Fong Bates' student exhibition, on Saturday, February 17th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Magnuson Park Gallery in Building 30. This exhibition will run until Friday, March 1st. Also, the Magnuson Park Gallery and Plein Air Washington Artists are making an open call for art for the 4th Annual Plein Air Views of Washington Gallery Exhibition. Applications can be submitted through March 15th. Check out space@magnuson.org for more information on the Magnuson Park Gallery and these upcoming events. A special thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, are looking for a schedule of our programs, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. I'd also like to mention a new program on Space 101.1 for bird lovers and all who want to learn more about our fine feathered friends. Spotlight Bird, hosted by Leo, a local student, will highlight a different bird each week and share fascinating bird facts, local bird info, and bird sounds. Tune in on Wednesdays and Saturdays at noon for Spotlight Bird. And don't forget to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. We'll be learning about Magnuson Children's Garden, a vibrant, interactive garden in Magnuson Park that's free and open to the public. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, broadcasting from Space 101.1 FM, the coolest radio station in the galaxy. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you at Magnuson Park. Walking.